The four men rode in silence in the gathering darkness, each lost in his own thoughts. The stars came out, and the bent moon cast its light over the open moors. Jordan huddled inside his cloak and looked gloomily about him. The moors were starting to get on his nerves. Jordan scowled uneasily and wondered what the hell he'd ever seen in the moors. They were a desolate place when all was said and done. Only the desperate and the outlawed lived there, and never for long. There were hidden bogs and marshes, and no place to shelter from the bitter cold nights. More than anywhere else in Redheart, the moors were untouched by civilization. They looked just as they had before man came to Redheart, and would still be there after man had gone. The moors had no need of, nor love for, mankind.
Don't look round, but we're no longer alone.
Jordan stiffly sat in his saddle, jolted out of his melancholy. The other three glanced casually about them, barely moving their heads.
Bandits.
Unlikely. I had my people check this whole area out before we came in. There are a few footpads and liars in wait, but no armed gangs. There aren't enough steady pickings here to support them.
They could be agents working for the other princes.
It's possible, I suppose. But what would they be doing in a backwater place like this? No one but us knew about Jordan. How many are there out there, Gawain?
5, maybe 6. They're laying low in the heather up ahead. They're pretty good. I almost missed them.
What are we going to do?
Gawain just smiled a cold smile and let his hand fall to the axe at his side.
No one knew we were coming here. I'd stake my life on it.
You did. Now it looks like someone's planning on calling in the bet. One of our people must be a traitor.
That's not possible. Everyone was carefully chosen.
Don't be naive. There's always someone who can be bought or broken. We'd better look into it when we get back to Castle Midnight.
Assuming we ever get there. Whoever those people are out there in the heather, they outnumber us 6-4, remember?
They may have the numbers, but we have Sir Gawain.
Gawain didn't move. He was ready to pounce. Jordan tried hard to feel reassured. They rode on down the beaten path. Jordan searched the surrounding shadows as best he could without being too obvious about it, but couldn't see anything. He wondered if he could take advantage of an ambush to turn his horse around and race back to town. If by some chance Roderick's people survived, he could always emerge later when all the fighting was over and swear blind his horse had run away with him. It only took him a moment's thought to see the plan wouldn't work. Firstly, the others would never believe it. And secondly, Smokey was too damned lazy to run anywhere. Jordan broke into a nervous sweat. When it came to violence, Jordan always believed in seeing the other person's point of view. If that failed, he tended to favor kicking the other guy in the nuts and running away quickly. It wasn't so much that he was afraid of violence, though he was. It was just that Jordan had too good an imagination. He found it far too easy to visualize all the terrible things that could go wrong and just what it would feel like to have your head ripped clean off your shoulders. He eased his boots out of his stirrups so that he could jump free of his horse if he had to, and flexed his arms surreptitiously to check that the flare pellets and smoke bombs in his sleeves were within easy reach if he needed them.
Gawain!
Don't worry about him right now. We've got our own problems.
We'll take care of them.
More dark figures rose up out of the heather on either side of the trail. Jordan glared wildly about him. He counted 6 figures, including the one that had gone after Gawain, and they all looked to be armed. In the dark, they looked more like demons than men. Jordan reached into the hidden pocket in his left sleeve and pulled out one of the small wax pellets. He nicked the wax coating with his thumbnail and threw the pellet onto the ground between him and the nearest of the advancing figures. Flames roared up in the middle of the trail, lighting the scene in vivid shades of crimson and gold. For a moment, the ambushers stopped dead in their tracks, stunned by the unexpected heat and light. The dancing flames reflected brightly from their chainmail and blank shields. Jordan stifled a curse. They were under attack by mercenaries, professional killers.
Well done, Prince Victor. But we won't need any more of your fire magic. My friends and I will take care of this trash.
Sir Gawain hefted his great axe once and started forward. The mercenaries snapped out of their daze, and 2 of them went to meet him. The others moved cautiously forward, giving the flames in the middle of the path plenty of room as they passed. Roderick and Argent moved confidently forward to meet the mercenaries. The fighting had already begun by the time Jordan got down from his horse.
It's been too long.
Gawain stood his ground, grinning nastily as the 2 mercenaries closed in on him. They had to wade through the tall heather to reach him, and he didn't miss the way it slowed them down. He chose his moment carefully and then launched himself forward. The axe was a silver blur in the moonlight as it swept out to punch deep into the first mercenary's ribs. The heavy steel blade buried itself in his side. As the man fell to the ground, Sir Gawain yanked the axe free. Gawain swung his axe lazily before him, the mercenary backing away behind his shield. Gawain timed his next swing carefully, then feinted to the left. Blood soaked Gawain's chainmail, none of it his.
Huh?
Gawain spun around as the first mercenary lurched to his feet, favoring his smashed ribs but still clinging to his sword. Blood ran from his mouth and nose, and he showed his teeth in a bloody grin. Gawain watched him warily. When a man knows he's dying, he becomes a much more dangerous opponent. He'll try anything, take any risk. He knows he's got nothing to lose. Gawain blocked the wild blow with such force that the sword flew from the assassin's hand. They both watched the sword fly through the air, then Gawain reared back to strike. The knight turned back to his allies, ready to end this ambush.